Well, also in the news this week, researchers at University College London have developed a way to read a person's thoughts and basically see what they're seeing in their mind's eye using a brain scanner. And Dr. Demis Hassabis is behind this study and he's with us now. Hello, Demis.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Tell us, if you would, first of all, what it is you actually have discovered.
Yes, what we did in this study was to basically get volunteers to view three short video clips. These are video clips of sort of everyday common events, like someone posting a letter or someone throwing a piece of trash in a bin. And then what we did is we asked them to memorize those video clips in as much detail as possible. And then a little short while later, they were placed in the scanner and they were asked to freely recall those three memories in any order they wanted to and as many times as they wanted to. And then after the scanning, we analyzed their brain scans and we found we were able to tell which one of the three memories they were recalling and at which time at an above chance level.
What was the scanner seeing?
So the scanner was, we were focusing on this small region of the brain called the hippocampus that is known to be essential for this kind of memory. And what we do is we use quite sophisticated machine learning algorithms to try and spot patterns in people's brain scans. And that's what we were able to do here with just the activity patterns in this region called the hippocampus. And we were able to tell from that which memory someone was recalling.
How is the brain playing out that memory through that brain structure in a way that you're able to eavesdrop on?
So what we think is going on is that when they first see these videos in the training session, the hippocampus is responsible for laying down a memory trace, if you like, or a copy of that memory. So that's what allows you to remember something in the future, is that you basically reactivate that memory trace. So what we've done here is sort of try and investigate that memory trace directly and come up with a technique that allows us to look at that memory trace directly in vivo, in a functioning human brain.
And how does this inform our understanding of how that part of the brain actually works, and presumably also how we then extend that into what happens when it goes wrong with aging and dementia and things?
Yeah, so what we're really interested in, and this study is part of a program of studies that are investigating the fundamental structure of memory. What we'd like to know is things like what aspects of an experience are preferentially recorded by the brain. So obviously these are important questions, because if we can understand how the brain does that, then maybe we can help form therapies for say people who have disorders such as Alzheimer's or dementia, where we can try and enhance their memory for the things that they need to remember over and above other stuff that's not so essential to them.
And could you extrapolate the study to look into other modalities, other aspects of memory? You just asked people to watch three short films, but could you make it much more detailed? How far do you think you could take this?
Yeah, so that's what we're planning to do next, and in the process of doing at the moment is extending it further into now looking at whether, for example, it's the content of a memory or the context, so i.e. what happened or where it happened, that actually best defines the memory. And that's the start of actually breaking down memories into their components, so we can actually eventually start looking at which features or which aspects of an experience that the brain is coding for.
But of course, it is a little bit artificial, because your system had to learn from these people first in order to know what it was looking for, and then record back when they did their free imagination and match the two things together. It's a bit further down the line before presumably you'll be able to put someone in a scanner and then work out what they're thinking about without having pre-learned.
Yes, that's right. We're a long, long way away from creating some kind of general purpose, mind reading machine or something. You know, in that, as you say, what we did here is that these are three predefined memories that we know, that the volunteer is going to choose between. And also, even then, we're not 100% accurate. So very much at the moment, it's still fundamental research rather than any kind of application such as that.
So the HMRC, the Inland Revenue, are going to have to wait a little while before they can tell whether people are being absolutely honest with their tax returns in future.
That's right.
Demis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Demis Hassabis. He's at University College London. If you'd like to read a bit more about the paper he was discussing that he and his colleagues have published, it's in the journal Current Biology this week.